opposing, like this, we should ban the religious institution. So how do they violate the rule? Forcing subjective morals on the children and limiting their opportunity. But first, a few points of rebuttal. So he's saying that it does, the narrowing of the pool, he admits that. But we think this is a larger issue than what he makes it. This is a growing trend. Because it is more socially acceptable now, the number of gay couples wanting to be able to adopt a child is growing because there's more couples accepting their identity and becoming couples in the first place. So we think that this is a problem that will just be exacerbated in the future. Secondly, the stigmas with gay parents. Again, this is changing. The gays won't live in areas that they persecute them, so minimal stigma and possibly and is not as great of a harm as possibly not getting out of these dire situations in a lot of these third world countries, which I am going to talk about, where there's a lot less of a difference between the religious institution and a governmental orphanage, because there really is only the religious institutions. And on that point with the stigmas, there used to be stigmas about being black. Or what about after 9/11? Stigmas about being Muslim. Should we not let them adopt children just because there may be some stigmas against them? No. We believe that we need to stop. We need to break these stigmas by showing that they are a couple, they are a family, they can love their children too.
Here.
We think that this ban actually stops, fights the stigmas, and is a very good idea. So my last point of rebuttal, he made this thing about the harms of, you know, the children will then have role confusion and not know how to interact with the other gender. Well, we still think, A, they're going to be in school, so they're going to learn how to interact with the other gender. Just having two dads really isn't going to make them afraid of women. Secondly, fighting gender roles is not bad. Well, that's what we're trying to do. Think like female superheroes and, you know, like women getting high-level CEO jobs. Like, okay, we agree with that. Moving on to my main points. What is the relationship between the institution and this child? So I first want to bring in areas. I recently came back from Kenya, and we saw a lot of schools when I was in Kenya. All of them were religious schools. Not a single not religious school in the area of Kenya that I was in. Very many Catholic, all different, Christian, Muslim, whatever, but they were all religious. The orphanages that were attached to the schools, all
controlling the choice.